descent is one of your most attractive traits. The ability to self-analyze and criticize the protest movement, you know, that has brought America through civil rights, gay rights, lots of difficult times in your recent history. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll take you through this difficult time, is that ability to question. You want the best for your country because you feel your country is the best country. And potentially it is, because America is an idea as well as a country. That's not true of Ireland. Ireland's in a great place. I recommend living there. I live there. But it's not an idea. America is an idea. And I suppose that's what I fell in love with. I fell in love with the idea of America. And, you know, I read all about it. I read the Declaration. I read the Constitution. I got excited about that. And then occasionally I get annoyed when I see America move away from what I consider to be its soul. Now, what right do I have to be even talking about it? I'm a guest of the nation.
Aren't you a resident as well? Don't you guys have places here?
Stay here, love. I keep waiting for somebody to just walk up.
But for tax reasons, we're not resident, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. In a hotel, temporarily.
But I do expect somebody, you know, people just walk up and say, aren't you Irish? By the way, Bonnet, would you just mind just stop talking to us about our own country? But, you know, and everybody's got a stake in how America turns out. Everybody got a stake. I remember when we arrived in the U.S. It was our first time in the U.S., one of our first times out of our country. Mm-hmm. It was our first time in a limo, those ridiculous long black stretch limos that I don't think anyone drives in now, except like presidents. But I was waiting at the airport and we were laughing and giggling. We were just kids. And we came in over the bridge, saw Manhattan, saw the skyline. And it was a real wow for us. And then on the radio, there was Billie Holiday singing. Mm. And we got into the city. I was just looking around. It was snowing. It was winter. It was Christmas. And it was really an extraordinary moment. I was standing there, and I wanted one of these kind of mad punk rock fake fur coats. Mm. And I was just standing on the corner. And this guy just went up, and this man just walked up to me and just went, hey, honey. And I was like, ah! I ran back into the hotel.